Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go, 7:43, 17 before 7, Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, playing the theme music. The boys are back in town. Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is time to help you manage your money. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you?
I'm okay.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Did you see any of the Northern Lights last night or not?
I didn't.
Oh. Have you ever seen them?
They were in Covington?
Well, they said that they have pictures that they saw them off the... Well, wait, no, seriously. On Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, you go to at TTuckerWWL, and I retweeted some pictures. They said you could see them as far down as Burris at the mouth of the river.
Really?
And even Mandeville off the lakefront. So there
might
you
might have to look. You took pictures and posted them?
Well, no, the other people did, WWL TV and so forth. And then I got some pictures from a friend in New Hampshire. They're just unbelievable. I know you've traveled the world extensively. Have you seen the Northern Lights or not?
I have not.
Oh. Well, maybe you should put that on your list of world travel.
That's it. On the short list. That's right. That's right. Get that done.
So if you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, you can find some calculators. That's their homepage. It's absolutely free. Not going to cost you anything. Right in the middle of the page at jeffersonfinancial.org, you'll see Manage Your Money, which is the name of this segment, and plan for your future with our financial calculators. Now, if people want to do that in the safety of their offices or homes, not while they're driving, that's great. With that all in mind, Mark, let's talk about managing your money.
And Tom, reiterating, you don't have to put in, there's no login there. You don't have to create an account. You don't have to do anything. It's free and open to the public.
And
we want it that way.
No,
correct. There's no, we're glad to have that available to people and talk about it on our Friday mornings and just lead people to it. But it's, you know, you can't break them. You can't do anything. And I'm on the mortgage calculators. I'm going to speak about that a little bit this morning. I know we did last Friday, but this keeps going on. And I'll say what I mean in a second, but they must be, I'm looking at it, there must be 20 calculators there that, you know, cut the pie a little bit differently depending on what somebody's trying to do with their mortgage. And if you just want to do loans and credit calculators, it won't focus so much on mortgage lending. But segueing that into the segment, I had a call yesterday, Army buddy of mine would go back at least 40 years. He was talking about refinancing some loans. But the before I go into that, you know, a week ago, the United States had a better than expected payroll report. Instead of 150,000 jobs, basically, it was 250. So that's good news. Wall Street cheered it on. I think the market was positive on day one of that, backed off a little bit on day two to say, well, we might be missing a recession. And all those conversations came in. And then this week it was going to be, well, here's it's like every other week we have inflation indicators coming back out. So early in the week, we had the consumer price index coming, something that we could talk a little bit more about Monday, but it came in higher than expected. Okay. Expected was 0.1% or about 1.2% for the year. And it came in double that much, about 2.4%. So the market backed up a little bit saying, okay, are we starting back into, after the Fed cut rates 50 basis points about a month ago, is inflation going to stay tame? Are we going to have these numbers that beat expectations? That's in a bad way. And is inflation rising again, that more people are working and so on? So what's the Fed going to do? A report came out this week saying that a lot of the Fed governors were divided on what to do with the next rate cut, if there's going to be any rate cut. So Wall Street, very anticipatory, had that baked in. We talked about this a couple of Fridays ago. As soon as they started, okay, we're going to start cutting rates. They came out with a bang, meaning that they did 50 basis points instead of the usual 25. And the Chicago Merc got all crazy about that. So, well, the next cut in November, that's going to be another 50 basis point. Well, when the more optimistic news came out, they had some this morning. The PPI came in as expected just a few minutes ago. With the CPI being a little bit higher and that employment report, Wall Street just can't shake that. It's like, well, okay, what's going to be monetary policy going forward? And the anticipatory financial system was saying, if rates are going to start cutting, and we're pretty much betting on that, then you get some more ambitious than others at the first mover advantage. They started cutting rates very, very quickly. Well, some of that started backing up this week. We had the mortgage rates posted their biggest one-week increase since the spring. What was happening in the spring? The same story. Some anticipation of rates starting to be cut in March. That never happened. Well, they'll kick it into April. That never happened. So, again, that anticipatory market had the rates falling. When it didn't happen, those rates sprung back up. So now I go back to the friend of mine calling. He's like, I have $50,000 worth of credit card debt. And time we've been talking about refinancing and those things, still we blew in the face. But there's so many people that are still looking for solutions there and still trying to save some money. And it's like, well, I own my home free and clear. And I said, why don't you just okay, that's a place to borrow. And he's paying the usual 20% on credit cards. And it's like, okay, I don't want to put a mortgage on my house. Okay, well, there are costs to that. Understand that. There's brain damage to that. You got to fill out applications, go in and go back to your mortgage lender, whoever that is. And it's, it's that to lock in a single digit, maybe a mid-single digit, 5 or 6-ish. Now, he backed up a little bit this week, so we got to, you know, come around and check a little. But it's between that and 20, I would think that would cover his cost. But that's where the calculators come in to say, okay, if you can refinance or finance from the beginning, in his case, he has no mortgage at all. He owns his home free and clear. That would be a first mortgage. So what else has been going on that hearing between the news and what people are telling me that most of the mortgages, 80% of the people that have, 90% of the homeowners with a mortgage have a rate under 6.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if that's you, somebody listening this morning, it's like, well, if I go refinance my house, it might kick up more than 6. I'm at 4.5. I'm at 4.25. I mean, I just had a 2.7% mortgage and I sold the house and it paid it off. But that's what people say. I can't refinance that. On the long run, it's going to cost me whatever I'm paying on a credit card. I'm going to pay way more than that on the long run. Mm-hmm. Coming from a number that starts with a 2 or a 3. Or even a 4 or a 5, it's like I did the calculator, end up paying more, so I've got to sit with this 20%, 25% credit card rate. Well, what to do there is I would call the lender that you have and say, guys, I need a second mortgage. I need to keep the loan that I have because it's at a rate that I've never seen before, mm-hmm. like in my case, it's 2.7. And I need to put on a small second mortgage. Talk to me about that. I say go back to the lender that you originally had because they have all your information. They have everything. They have all the evaluations on your home when you first got the mortgage. And it might be new enough if you were like me and refinanced in 2020 to lock in that 2.7%. You might have data there that's new enough to use on a subsequent loan. If you go into another lender and saying, well, I want you to do my second mortgage, and I have a lender A with my first mortgage, lender B is not going to be that enthusiastic. They're going to say, well, you know, in case something happens to you, I got the second bite at the apple. In case something really happens, and heaven forbid, we don't think it's going to, but if it did, a sale of the house is going to pay the first mortgage first. And we don't want to have just be standing out there with the second mortgage and no home attached to it. So lenders get a little bit squeamish about that. Some people have done third mortgages and fourth mortgages. Not so popular, but you can if you have a second mortgage already. But the point would be the calculator is going to lead you into the discussion with your lender And if it's a second mortgage, that'll keep your first in its position, keep that low interest rate, that 3% that you're enjoying right now. But if you need some money, a record amount has come out in HELOCs over the past year. The mortgage group reported this week that HELOC lending soared to the highest level since 2008. For all the reasons that we're saying. Now, the HELOC, I might have to pick this up in another segment. The HELOC is a line of credit. A second mortgage is a fixed loan. And the guy I was talking to, he's like, I don't want a HELOC. I don't want the line of credit. I don't want that. That's not for him. Okay, the second mortgage might be, you put it for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever the term a person needs. And when that's paid off, it's paid off. If you're doing a second mortgage today, don't think that's going to be a 3%. That might be closer to the 5 or 6, but it's purpose built. Remember that you're paying off 20 and 25% consumer debt very possibly, and all of your mortgage business is with a single lender, and that keeps things happier than if you're going all around looking for that. You can, but I would start with your initial lender.
That is some very valuable information, Mark, because a second and third mortgage sounds terrible, but actually it could be the most financially sound thing you could do.
You got to do the arithmetic, and the calculators will do it.
JeffersonFinancial.org. Again, Mark, very valuable information. A lot of people I don't think would ever think of, but you did, and you shared it.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mark, thank you, sir.
Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He will be back Monday as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark. Go to JeffersonFinancial.org. That's some valuable information. 7:54, traffic now, WWL.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.